It's your girl Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunchies,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving the truth.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you guys doing today?
Hey y'all. How y'all doing?
Okay. Telly, how has been your week so far?
It's been a week. It's been good. Yep. It's been good. Work as usual. I went to a wedding, my cousin's wedding, and you know, I was around my family this weekend and it was very interesting.
Interesting.
Had a great time at the wedding. I did.
I joined her at the wedding. Mm-hmm. I joined her.
Great time. Broke it down and yep. That's what happened this week.
Understandable. Well, I worked as well this week. I planned on doing my birthday photo shoot and video shoot this weekend, but Miami and these storms, I don't know what's going on. Right. Usually Memorial Weekend, it rains, not the weekend before. So I purposely planned it the weekend before. So I'm just praying that I get it done.
Yeah, it should.
Before June.
That's a little iffy though, because you know Memorial Day weekend it may rain too.
It is gonna rain, no if.
Oh, sad face.
So we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
We'll see. I don't know.
We will figure it out. So this week on Ties with Telly, listen, Nike is really giving me so much life.
Lord.
Y'all, I have a problem. Like, I really literally be looking at shoes all day, trying not to buy thousands of dollars in shoes.
Yes.
I have a problem. Hi, my name is Chantelle, and I am a shoeaholic. I am. I have a problem, y'all.
She is.
So, this week's Ties with Telly, the sneaker of the week is some Air Money, Nike Air More Monies. I know y'all seen these shoes. Like, they have like a chunky bottom. It kind of reminds me of the, like, Air Tempo bottom. And it's like a crisscross shoelace pattern. These are hot. And they've come in different colorways. They've had black and white, burgundy and white, and some other colors. But this color that came out Friday, baby, I know y'all remember when I had put those foam posits, those particle beige, they kind of look pink, and then they had like the green splatter on the background or whatever. So these, the ones that came on Friday, are kind of, is basically the same color with the splatter, but they have like the interchangeable faces. So you know, one says Air Money and then the other is just the splatter pattern with the blue and green. These things is hot. I got to find them.
I like the fact that they have the interchangeable faces.
Yeah, like,
that's kind of dope. And I had asked Telly that they charge extra for that, because you know how some people do. I don't blame them, though. I don't blame them. That's how you make a profit. But I just had to ask.
Yes, it's reversible. So it's like, you know, you can have Air Money on one side, and then you can have the splatter pattern on the other side, or put both splatter patterns, whatever. But these things are on fire. Like, gotta have them, gotta get them. That is a sneaker of the week. But I don't, listen, these, like I said before, these 90s shoes are coming back out stronger than ever. ACG is coming out with their, is it 95 Air Arrivederci's? They ugly.
You know, I don't know.
They ugly. they are definitely ugly, y'all. But they coming back out. So
they,
I don't know. These, all the colors and everything like that. Yeah, man. Y'all look out for them. I don't know if y'all gonna cop them, because to me, they ugly. But what we said before, if you do them right.
If you do them right.
Yep, they will look good. Okay, so that's it for Ties with Telly.
And so when did they drop? Did you say when
they dropped? Yeah, they came out on Friday. They came out on Friday, May 18th. But, you know, y'all, some vultures out here when it comes to shoes. So you got to look. It may not even be in the store.
People be waiting in these lines for these shoes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad I never really had to wait in line for shoes. I was always on the other end, giving the people the shoes.
Uh-huh.
While they was, like, literally camping outside for some shoes. Lawn chairs, snacks. Uh-huh. It's people stand in line for days.
They do. They be camping out.
Days mm-hmm. for some shoes. Same thing for games sometimes, depending. But these shoes, it's a way of life out here. Like, listen, like I said, if you get the right one, you could hit for some big money.
You can.
You just don't see the point of investing
no. all that. No, money. I don't see. It's not that I don't see the point. I just won't be doing it.
Listen. I'm not gonna go so far as to camp out. I'll probably pay somebody to camp out if I really
that's
want.
That's messed up. How much you gonna pay these people?
It depends on the shoe and how hey, bad I really want.
I know
want
a man who people, is standing people, in line for a shoe.
People make money standing in line. Period. For anything, like they have a business somewhere in New York where they will stand in line for you mm-hmm. for different events to get what you want.
That's true.
This man made a legit business out of it. I can't even remember the name, but he made a legit business of standing in line for people.
I know somebody that do that now.
And hey, I don't blame him. Get your money, boo. If I only got to stand, that's all I do, stay here. Listen, let me get this, charge my phone, get this battery pack going. Lord. What else I need? I need a book, a lawn chair, a tent. Okay. I will stand in line. That's, no, I won't. But I will pay somebody to. I don't. Mm-mm, mm-mm. And this is how people get into business. Because see me, look what I said. I won't, but somebody will.
Somebody will.
And they done made a profit out of it.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
That's right. Pay me. I'll pay you, baby. Cause I ain't got Lord. Time. I ain't got time. But you do, and that's fine. And that's fine.
Oh, and that's fine.
So. This week's topic of discussion is about friendship. Mm-hmm. Hence the title of this podcast, What About Your Friends?
I thought you was going to start singing. What about your friends?
What about your friends? Yeah,
yeah, I don't know the words. Again. I thought Taylor was going to start singing, so I started singing more.
Yeah, that's my joint. That is my joint. So, I love.
What made you pick What About Your Friends topic today?
Well, you know, I've been thinking, like, me and my cousin was having a discussion about friendships and, you know, some that have deteriorated, some that has put on pause and come back. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, friendships in general, how they form and what makes someone still be your friend after so many years, or even taking somebody back after they've hurt you. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, oh no, I won't mess with such and such no more. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, when choosing friends or friends choosing you, uh-huh.
Vice versa.
What do you think it most commonly happens? Like, you know, school is one place that everybody find friends, quote uh-huh. unquote. You got your work friends, then you got your.
I believe that it just happens. You know, you don't seek out. Well, some I people. Never sought out friendships. I just always like right. been around with, like growing up. Okay, like when you're growing up and you have people like neighbors, you start become friends with your neighbor's children because. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go outside and play. Mm-hmm. But as you grow older, you know, you start picking friends that have the same similarities as you. You guys view the same things. That's how I think friendships mm-hmm. develop. How you think friendships develop?
Well, like you said, similarities, finding something in common. You first off, your cousins is your first friends because sometimes you can't even go outside. To play with the neighbors.
Child, let me tell
so you
y'all.
Had to stay in the house
let
with
me
your
tell
cousins.
Y'all. I'm going to tell y'all some personal stuff right now. So basically, my family, around my sister's age, like 35, she has a lot of, you know, cousins her age. And then under my brother is probably 21, 22 right now. Around his age, he has a lot of cousins that he could mingle with.
So you
me, I didn't have cousins my age. The cousins my age, they stay outside of Florida mm-hmm. in different parts of the United States on my father's side of the family. The cousins I do have my age, probably from my mom's side, probably don't even live in Miami. So I really didn't have no cousins to play with. So my friends was legitimately friends. I really didn't have cousins.
I know, I got a boatload. on my mama them side, it's so funny because literally, like, I have like a pair, like, I turned 30. Mm-hmm. Somebody else turned 30. One mm-hmm. of my cousins turned 30. My oldest cousins are the same age, and I got two other cousins that are the same age. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it's three young, the youngest ones, the last three boys, they're all the same age.
Yeah.
That's on my mom's side. Now my dad's side, like I told y'all before, I thought my grandma had a whole bunch of kids. Uh-huh. Because my daddy, I had a whole bunch of uncles and aunties, not knowing that all these people done came from Panama, you know, with my dad. Oh, and they okay. knew each other. They grew up together. So I'm thinking my grandma had like 20,000 children. Hello? But she really didn't. She only had three. And then the rest of them were my cousins, my, you know, and I still have a boatload of cousins because I think my great-great-grandma had 13 children. So imagine.
Yeah.
Those cousins on top of cousins. So I always had a cousin to talk to, go to, whatever, whatever. So then when I start going, you know, school, friends, all that good stuff, then we got older. And then you realize, you know what? Everybody ain't your friend.
You get older.
Everybody, the word friend, you start to use loosely. Yeah,
very loosely.
You catch vibes, you catch little sly stuff. You know what I'm saying? Grimy stuff. Even you realize, like, some of the stuff that you did when you was younger, when it came to people pertaining to people, you could have did a little better. You know? It's like, I could have been a better friend here. You know? Or I could have did something different. But getting older and realizing that... I'm sorry, y'all. Okay.
We have a small special guest with us today.
My nephew's here.
Look how he looking.
And he over here cheesing, y'all. So he got my, listen, y'all. My nephew's here, and I'm trying to keep him occupied with my iPad, and I got him my Beats headphones. So he over there having the best time of his life, but the thing about it is I can still hear his headphones over here.
Yeah.
And all that snapping, I'm telling him, like, boy, stop playing with me. I know you, listen.
Yeah,
I told y'all I was with my family this weekend, so
you know, hence, it is what it is.
My nephew. So back to what I was saying.
Yes.
About friends. So, like I said, you start to use that word friends. You know, a little like, you know. I thought in high school that all the people that I was friends with in high school, uh-huh. I still will remain friends with. Now, mind you, we ain't no bad blood with none of them, but we're not close, of course, because I don't see these people outside of... Uh-huh. I didn't see these people outside of school, even when they went off college, all that good stuff. I'm only... You know what? I'm not really close with none of them like that.
See, I was always an introvert. So I only had one good friend in high school, which is now an enemy. And I had majorette sisters, so I consider them friends as well. But I consider them sisters. And, you know, even though, you know, I'm not going to get there, but I still consider them sisters now. But at the end of the day, like, I really didn't hang around a lot of people in high school. Because certain people in high school, it's like, I don't know. People say I have an old soul. I believe I have an old soul. So it's just certain people that... I saw that I just knew that I can't be a friend to because,
associated with.
Yeah, because I can't act the way you act or do the things that you like to do or the jokes that you like. I just don't like being around energy like that. So
I hung around girls, but I hung around a lot of boys. So I don't know, like my homeboys. I can still call and be like, I need something, or I need you to come get me. I need you, mm-hmm. you know, and they got me. Like, I really never needed a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
because literally I couldn't call any one of my homeboys. And my boyfriend used to hate that shit. But hey, not my problem.
Lord.
Literally, I could be like, I need you to come pick me up from work. Or especially when I was working at a shoe store and they used to be shooting sometimes and somebody just got robbed or something like that. I'd be like, I'm not catching this bus home. Can you come get me? And they'll come get me, take me. We go out. I have to pay for nothing. And I know y'all was like, well, what kind of fool did he like you? No. We was just cool. Like, that's my dudes. dudes with the S, because all of my homeboys treated me like that. So I
don't
know.
And then you worked at, like, you was around shoes. So it was naturally that you bonded with men more than women.
With women. And then, you know, my homegirls. You know what's crazy when I think about the transition? Like I said, it's really no bad blood, but I just don't. I don't talk. Like, I don't talk to a lot of girls. I'm thinking about how many friends, like, I got.
So why do you think you don't talk to a lot of girls?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't trust people.
I don't trust people either. Okay, but, that's the answer. So why is it so easily to talk to boys?
Because they like what I like. They like shoes. They like sports. They like, I like girly stuff too, but uh-huh. I'm really, like, into, like, dude stuff. Like, I can watch. And I'm, to be honest, like, before I wasn't like this. Like, I didn't watch football. I didn't watch basketball. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch sports, period, at all. And then when I had my first boyfriend, I literally learned all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So when I learned all of that stuff, like, how to play the game, I know how to play Xbox, I will kick you in some Halo, you know what I'm saying? Like, PlayStation. Mm-hmm. All that, because I learned all of that from him, so I just carried it on because I like the stuff.
Understandable.
It's easier. Mm.
Well, I can say that I hang around more boys than I do with girls. It depends on the type of boys, though. Because, like, I have two male best friends that mm-hmm. I adore and I love dearly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think it's just girls. It comes with jealousy sometimes.
Well, women. Let's sometimes just say women, because we're not girls no more.
Yeah. So girls and women. Mm-hmm. It comes with jealousy sometimes. And sometimes you don't even, like, try to portray that you're this and you're that. But, you know, some people still feel, you know, that it's there. And mm-hmm. they can't help it because that's just how they feel. But I don't know. So I mean,
you got to have open dialogue when it comes to that. Communication is most women mm-hmm. don't admit that, okay, I'm feeling some type of way. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. It's hard. So, and sometimes it is jealousy. They see something that you got and uh-huh. they like it and they gonna try to either take it and then I have to beat you. You know, stuff like that.
Before I get to beat you, I'll just drop you.
I'm just saying, yeah, we could do both. Drop yes. and beat. Beat and drop. Interchangeable. Lord. But,
so, speaking of friendships, say if your friend, I know we do it all the time, say, like, you know, say if I had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you know how some friends will back up for their friends. Why do you think that's so? Why do you think that we stick with our friends no matter what?
What you mean back up from your friends?
Say if your friend wanted to go out mm-hmm. with her girls. Mm-hmm. And then she wanted to lie to her man or something. You know how people lie for their friends?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Why do you think that's so?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's just girl code and guy code. That
yeah, they. I mean, they do have that. I mean, I've lied before. No, I'm not lying because I am not going to listen. I don't have time for nobody's man to look for me and her.
Uh huh.
Because that's what they do nowadays. That they gonna hold you accountable. I'm not trying to be held accountable for what she got going on.
Uh huh.
You're not gonna put me in a situation, sis. You're not gonna put me in a situation. Okay. He's not gonna be like, oh, she said she would know she wasn't with me, baby. I don't know where she was.
Lord. So now that we're older, we know that we can't. We don't got time for that.
Yeah, because you know what? 9 times out of 10. You be going for back for your friend, right? He be like, oh, girl, you get on my nerves, blah, 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 blah. He did it up. Okay. And then tomorrow, where you gonna be at?
With the boy.
Exactly. So, sis, I love you, but you ain't gonna put me in no situation. All right, so my ride or die, I told her she's married. She's married.
Uh-huh.
I said, baby, if your husband ever call me,
Jesus.
I said, just know I'm snitching. I'm not.
Who? That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give a disclaimer to your friend and say, look, bitch, don't be putting this on me because I'ma just tell the truth.
I'm not the friend you use as a lie, honey. I'm not me. Mm-mm. Because I am going to snitch. I'm telling everything. Don't tell me if you don't want it to be told. I'm trying to tell you, not to your husband or your fiance Or if I like your boyfriend, if I don't like your boyfriend, we may have something
going.
But if I like your peoples and they treat you good, no ma'am, Sam, I don't have time for it. Don't come over here with it.
I agree. Don't come over here with it.
I will stay where you at.
Stay over there with that drama. I ain't trying to have that drama. So tell me an instance. I'm going to tell my version too. But tell me an instance where you had a friend and you really thought that that friendship was going to last forever. And then the friend just just starts acting different. How did you take that and where did that friendship go? Just one instance. You don't have to tell all.
I'm trying to think. One instance was actually my fault. Mm-hmm. It was my fault because, you know, the saying goes, if you ain't got it to give, don't let them borrow it, okay? Because yeah. If you ain't gonna miss it, listen. So, I had lost my job, and this is right before I moved. I lost my job, and my roommate at the time, which was one of my real, real good friends, she paid my half of the rent. Cool, no problem. So I ended up moving. So when I moved, I told her, I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, give you the money, but I'm going to have to give it to you in payments because, one, I'm trying to find a job.
Yeah.
And, two, like, okay, I found a job, but I still have to live and I still have to, you know, make sure it's secure a place and all that other extra. Mm-hmm. My dog didn't want to hear that at the time. Mm-hmm. She was like, run me my money.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I ain't got it.
Yeah.
So, we just stopped talking. And it hurt. Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm the type of person that if I give you something and you can't give it to me right back, right then and there, you know what I'm saying, it's okay, cool, because I gave it to you because I'm not going to miss it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, if I don't have it to give it to you, I'm not going to give it to you. Point blank period. You can be saying you on the side of the road, and if I don't have it, if I got to pay my light bill, guess what's going to get paid? My light bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because people will say, oh, I'm going to give it back to you. Or I'm going to give it back to you Friday. Friday come, then something else happened.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Life happens.
Life does happen. And that's why you got to give people the benefit of the doubt. Because if I gave it to you, it's because I know right now life is happening. If you couldn't pay this right then and there, you may not be able to pay me back Friday right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we talked about it years later.
It'd be like that.
I mean, I was immature at the time. So, and you know, it just feelings got involved or whatever. We had a great friendship, and I miss her sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I wish our friendship can be restored, but you know, it's life, and we grew apart, and it is what it is at this point. Like, she's what pulled at my heartstrings was that she's about to get married. Mm-hmm. She got proposed to, and I wasn't there. And that I've never in my life thought that I would not be there to see that.
Oh,
you get what I'm saying? That cut. I cried. I said, "Well, what is happening?" Like, for real, that hurt me because it's like we were good friends, and sometimes stuff like.
So, where did the communication stop? Was it both of you guys?
It was both of us.
So
She was mad. She was mad at me, of course, because I didn't give her damn money, and like anybody would. You get what I'm saying? And I was upset because I felt like she was being selfish at the time. Like, you know, I'm trying to start something new, but at the same time, I don't know what was going on in her head. I done moved. She probably thought this girl ain't never going. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So when you think of, you know, when I think about it at 360 instead of just my perception. I realized, okay, yeah, you know, I could have did this a little better, or if I would have stuck it out here, then, you know, things would have been different, but it wasn't. Yeah. And we lost communication, and she, I mean, you know, we talked about it, she said she forgave me, but that doesn't mean because somebody forgives you means they're going to restore you back to the point
of
your friendship, like, okay, cool, I forgive you, I've been forgave you, but I moved on with my life, and I don't need, you know what I'm saying? I really don't need you right now at this point in my life. You know what I'm saying? It hurts because now I'm a different person. I'm not the same from... That was a long time ago. I'm not that same person. And with the renewed me, I'm like, girl, we could be great friends. But...
It is what it is. Sometimes things run its course. I could speak on a situation. I'm going to get personal again. It just happened very recently. I had a friend and she let me borrow her boyfriend's car because, well, she didn't let me borrow. She said, can you watch our car while we go on vacation? I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, things happen in life and I got in an accident with the car. Total loss. At the time, I had a car. So I felt it was only right to give them my car. Just transfer the title and be like, look, I messed up y'all car. I'm going to give you my car. Here you go. And even after I gave her the car, it was still a little animosity. And then she started speaking. And she started really, you know how when people get mad at you, they tell you what they really been wanting to tell you for the longest time. They just never did it before. So that's what happened. And when it happened, I was like, oh, okay, so this is how you really feel. So after that happened, I just felt it was hurtful, of course. But at that time, I felt like, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm a true believer of everything happens for a reason. Maybe I was supposed to get in that accident. Maybe I was supposed to get that car away. Because Lord knows I probably wasn't supposed to be driving at the time. Hint, hint. But I'm not going to go too deep. Y'all will know later on down the line. So, you know, at the end of the day, like, I wish her nothing but the best. But I don't want her anywhere around me. That's just how I am. It's like, I feel like, if I'm around you and you can't be real with me, then I just, I can't. Because I've been around so many people. I've been friends with people and I've been out of friendship with people. And it's like, it's a very touchy territory for me. So when I see something, I run. That's like relationships. I may have an issue. I am admitting that sometimes I don't stick around to work it out because I don't have the time for it and I don't have the willpower. I probably have the willpower, but I don't want to deal with it. So it's like, it's I don't know. Maybe I could be selfish. Maybe I could be overthinking, but Selena is not here. Hint, hint. Her best friend slash assistant or whatever she was. Killed her. And she had no idea this lady felt this way about her. So I take that in consideration. That's just me.
Listen, I got stories like that too. I also have totaled one of my friend's cars before. We still cool, but we not, you know, our relationship isn't the same. I love her though. I absolutely love that girl to death. But you know, things happen, and you know, you gotta give people their space. I mean, literally, like, that was, you know, their livelihood. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get around. Now they over here looking crazy because of you. You know what I'm saying? And things, you know, sometimes you can't, you know, avoid the situation. It just, things happen. But it happens for a reason.
And then, let me tell y'all about another situation. We get deep today because I got a lot of fucking stories for y'all. Telly knows majority of them.
I do.
But she knows all of them. But it was a friend. I'm gonna be transparent. It is what it is. So basically, we were starting a company together, right?
We doing this. Okay, go ahead.
And before, when I first met this girl, we met in a very bad situation. We should have never been there in the first place, but life happens. And she was the type of girl that people would consider a hoe.
Oh, no.
And she was a hoe.
Okay, go ahead.
She was.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, Lord, we get too deep. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So basically, Mooney, Joanne Nicole Mooney Holmes is not the type of person who let people run over her. So I wasn't the type to let anybody run over me. So you know how some people, they join the bandwagon so they won't get picked on or they won't get left out. That's what she did. Okay, cool. So me and her are at odds for some time. With me being a kind-hearted person that I am, over the years I took her back as a friend because I know I was like, you know, we were young. You know, he wasn't all there. So maybe I should give her another chance. That's why I'm so protective of myself now. Because I gave chance after chance after chance a lot of times. So fast forwarded, we became friends again. She wanted to do a business deal. And I was like, okay, cool. But little did I knew, she was just trying to use me to build her platform. And we wasn't building it together. She wanted me to be a worker while she take all the credit, while she do shit. It was just, I had a lot of friends that I've let go of, and it has been very, you know, hurting. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to protect yourself no matter what. Mm-hmm. And you have to, everybody, the thing about it is, it's some people who, they be in a bubble for so long. Mm-hmm. You be in your bubble for so long, you don't let nobody hurt you, don't let nobody, you don't let pain and heartache build you to become the person that you need to be. So sometimes you just stay in your little bubble. So when something does happen to you, that's when a great depression can come.
Definitely.
Because you haven't built the endurance to strengthen that side of your heart or that side of your mind. So it'll take a toll on you. So sometimes I believe everything happened for a reason. I continue to say that. So I believe that everything that I have been through in the past has built me to be the person that I am now. Because when you reach where you want to go and stuff start coming your way, you'll be able to duck and dodge. Just like they say, when life throws you a curveball, throw on back. You just have to, you have to go through pain and heartache. Whether it be through friendship, relationships, anything, you have to go through it to get stronger. So
I mean, it's so crazy because like you said, we got a lot of stories.
A lot.
I had to learn that everybody wasn't your friend. That was the biggest lesson for me. Because I am such a, I'm a very open person. I'm very open.
She is.
And I'm not afraid to let you know what I have done, what I've done. That's just how I'm out the gate. That's just how I've always been. And then when, you know, you get connected to people because they like when you are open. They like when you cool or whatever. But they don't like it when it starts to expose their stuff. Because I am who I am. I'm always going to be who I am. And some people like to duck and dodge and do certain things behind the curtains. Be one way. In the dark, in the light, in another way, in the dark. Like, you know, one thing about me, I love the Lord. I love me and Jesus. We BFFs. That's my dog. But at the same time, I'm also living my life. Now, mind you, I'm not saying that everything that I do is correct, especially when it comes to Christianity and religion. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, just because I am not a cookie cutter, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a gingerbread man. You can't just, okay, she's just like the next person. I'm not like that. But that doesn't mean I love the Lord any less. Or more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know who I am. And I'm even more so now that I'm, listen, 30 was like, boo, light bulb, what's up? What's happening? What's going on? What is going on? I am a little enlightened about my life.
Well, at 30 years, you'd be like, damn, what I did for the past 10 years?
Yes, like I had, like I said, in this journey, getting to 30, I realized that a lot of things that I did not do for me, and now I'm doing for me. I've done a lot of things for my friends, family, foes, whoever. You get what I'm saying? But the people that are in my life right now, the friends that I have, and the people that I had to drop to get here, I appreciate.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all too.
I appreciate. Like, I literally have a small, small circle.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that. Like I said, some of my friendships I wish I could rekindle, but it's okay if it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all the same. You know what I'm saying? And people grow. But the things that I did when I was 23, I don't do anymore.
Yeah.
Thank God. So.
Speaking of rekindling friendships, I have rekindled a friendship too with someone that, you know how you have your views and another person have their views, but you have to understand everybody comes from a different background than you, so you can't judge somebody just because they don't do things like you do. So.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, I love a friend. I ain't gonna put her out there, but I love her. And it's like, I don't know. It's just, as you growing up, you just learn what you will deal with. And you just know sometimes you can't take all your friends everywhere.
Oh, you can't?
you just learn, you know, where you can, where y'all can hang, where y'all can't hang. And some people may not have the same views as you or even want to go to the same place with you. You can't judge your friend based off of that, because everybody is different. We got to understand that these people, everybody is unique in their own way. All because you want something done a certain way, you can't force that friend to do it. Mm-mm. They come to it on their own terms and in their own time. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I had to learn personally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but when it comes to rekindling, if it's something like that, okay, I'm cool with. But if I see, it was this one bitch that told me. She said, at any given time, I feel like you're going to throw me under the bus. Bitch, why are you my friend? If you feel like a friend gonna backstab you, why do you continue to be their friend? This is what I want to, I don't understand. this, if y'all could email or explain to me what that means, or why even, or why even stay in a friendship, like, I just don't understand. And she never came to me and said that until she felt like I did something to her. And it wasn't even true. So please let me know, enlighten me. Then maybe I'll be enlightened, and then maybe I'll consider. That's a lie, I won't. But maybe, I don't
know. You don't never know what you'll consider. Don't say you won't. Because, listen. You never know what you will consider. There's people in my life right now that I, you know, I associate with, or whatever the case may be, that I thought I would.
You said it right, associate. Ain't nothing wrong with speaking. That's what I'm speaking of.
Yeah, I mean, some people can be restored, though. To their full place, if you want them to. If that's the journey that you're on, if it's a whole bunch of ifs with that, I feel y'all let us know if someone has done something to you that has been detrimental to your growth, mm-hmm. and to your life, and they were your friends. let us know. Would you take them back into your life, or have you? Taking that person back into your life. This is a really crazy subject, because if you only knew, like, we only giving y'all a glimpse, but if you only knew
I know y'all been through y'all own things. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know, but yeah, continue.
If you only knew what we've been through, it's crazy. Like, I can write a book. A soap opera. A soap opera. Y'all. It's crazy. Life is hilarious.
It's very hilarious. So, as of now, Telly, being 30, mm-hmm. how do you feel you choosing future? Are you ready to have more friends added to your circle?
I mean, it happens all the time. You know, you got work friends. You got,
we not talking about.
You talking about, like, friends?
Friends.
I think I'm okay.
So, if somebody genuinely wants to be your friend, they text you every day, they call you every day, you won't.
You know, well, I've probably 2 or 3 years ago, I've had that. Like, uh-huh. I've had somebody join the team.
Okay.
My team of friends. Okay. You know? So, yeah, y'all thought I was gonna say something else. No. Yeah, I mean, I'm open to it, but that's just, I mean, it has to happen organically.
Definitely.
It can't be anything forced. No, I don't wanna be your friend. You know what I'm saying? But it has to happen organically. I think I have room for it, because even now, like, I'm not done growing old, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, things change. Even the set of friends I have now may not be the same when I'm 50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully it is, because I don't have time.
Me neither.
But yeah, hopefully it is the same. What about you?
I'm in limbo.
Okay, why?
Because I feel like right now, you know, I'm focusing on me, and I feel like, you know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, people, I'm a very, even Telly can attest it, we barely talk on the phone.
Because we got stuff to do.
Yeah, we be having stuff to do, so it's like, that's like me having a boyfriend. If I bring another person in my life, that may need the attention I can't give them, it may be an issue or something. It may look like that I'm, you know, blocking them and I feel some type of way about them. And then it's going to cause a whole bunch of stuff that is not even there. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But as on the business aspect of things, I know I have to build business friendships and, you know, associates to grow me as a person, as a businesswoman and my company. So that's why I feel like it's kind of a limbo. Like, if I gain business friends that want to go to business meetings, you know, networkers, I would love those type of friends. But friends just to go to the club and party and talk about people, I can't do that. It's not growth. It's not growth for me. So,
I think that even if you don't put somebody back in your life as mm-hmm. a friend, forgive that person because.
Oh yeah, I forgive them, but.
No, I'm not saying that you did. I'm just saying like forgiveness, period. Like yeah. Just forgive that person and move on, because sometimes we take stuff in our old friendships. Mm-hmm. And we, even that same thing as relationships. We take something from there and we apply it to that person. I literally had one girl, we was cool. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of like spazzed out on me a little bit because I guess something that I did reminded her of something that her friend did to her. Uh-huh. But it really didn't even have the, like,
nothing to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. The reason I did what I did was because I had to go do something, but it wasn't like nothing detrimental. Like yeah. Literally, I had to go pick up my friend's car, and I said I was going to go pick up my friend's car and come get her, but she thought I was trying to be shady. It was crazy. I was like, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have open wounds, whether it comes to friendships or relationships, don't move too fast. That's why I say I'm in limbo, because I still feel some type of way. So it's not like I'm searching for new friends and then if something happened to me, because I know like we are all humans, even though we may not want to do it, it may just happen, you know, naturally. So sometimes we have to heal our wounds before we decide to move on to a next friend or a next relationship. I may sound like I'm speaking like it's not that hard, Mooney, but sometimes
no, baby, it's hard. It's really hard.
It really is. So I don't know. I'm a deep thinker, so when I tell y'all what be going through my head on a daily basis, y'all listen. So you have to heal. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period.
And that's why for the word of the week, I chose perdón, which means forgiveness.
Perdón.
Perdón.
Do it again.
Perdón.
Perdón. That's all you got? Yeah,
awesome.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Perdón means forgiveness. Perdóname, forgive me. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that.
Perdóname.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So, that is key. Forgiveness. Me personally, it's so funny how I say it. I transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm 30 or anything like that. Just even before then, like, I really had to sit down and think about a lot of things as far as my friends and who were really my friends and why I wanted to cling to these people mm-hmm. the way I wanted to. At first, I thought everybody was my friend because I was looking for something to fill.
Mm-hmm.
A space to fill, and then I realized that okay, when everybody is not my friend, so I had to take a step back. And then I got really, really closed in, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like closed in, like no, ain't no Fort Knox trying to stay, baby. No,
Lord,
you're not. I don't want no new friends. I don't care. Don't try to kiki, ha ha, laugh, uh-huh. None of that. So now. Now that I'm in the stage of forgiveness and realizing that some things are just better left the way they are, I can't uh-huh. change it. I'm in a good place.
Amen about that.
You're okay. Yeah. Oh, shout out to all my souls. Haitian Flag Day. Yes, Friday. Listen. On a lighter note, let me tell you. Y'all, me coming down here on Friday, my dog. Y'all, listen. This traffic was horrible.
You know they had something in North Miami.
Yeah, I know. still was hard. I had people from my job talking about something. Oh, when I get off work, I'm going to Miami.
For real?
Yeah, they're here for like the fest. Is a festival going on in Bayfront Park?
Yeah, it is.
Y'all, listen. Shout out.
Listen.
My nephew showed me this morning. They gave him a Haitian flag at the school, and he got it on like a bandana. He's talking about some auntie. Look, I got a flag for Haitian Flag Day. My dog was wearing it all day.
Yes.
Can't tell him nothing. He go to school in North Miami, so.
Yeah, shout out to the Haitians. You know, and when we were younger, you know, we were in the sunken place.
Oh, yeah.
But now, we appreciate.
We see the light.
We see the light.
Well, you know, I was all, I don't know, since I'm Caribbean, that's never.
Really. I was in the sunken place. I will fully admit that. I was in the sunken place. But you guys, you know, you fought against your oppressions, and I applaud that. Us in America, we was brainwashed and all type of stuff. But, you know, we were in the sunken place. But now, we're coming to the light. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to get into Untapped Essentials. The quote of the day for What About Your Friends is, a good friend is one who understands your strengths and weaknesses and still cherish you for who you are.
Listen. You better say that thing, because I can argue with my friends and it'd be like, okay, and all right, I'll talk to you later. All right, I'll call you tomorrow when you cool down. I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So that is a great quote.
Communication is key.
It is. That's one of the keys you need to have at all times. Just put it around your waist and carry it in your wallet and in your heart and your arm. That's communication.
Communication is key. Because you could have lost some friendships. You may think that the person is thinking this and the other person may think the person is thinking that. And mm-hmm. It's two completely different things. Mm-hmm. So if you guys don't talk about it, then we'll,
sometimes you need a middle person too. Sometimes you need another friend or a mediator that does not, that knows both of y'all and be like, okay, look, this is what y'all be doing. Yes, you do this, and yes, you do that, and this is what she meant,
uh-huh.
And this is what you meant,
uh-huh.
But that's not how she took it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to have somebody in
the
middle.
Shout out to those level-headed mediators of friends that you guys have. Yeah, shout out to y'all. You know,
because listen, perception is everything, y'all. Somebody could be like, well, I feel like this, and she did this,
uh-huh.
And he did that, and then next thing you know, y'all not friends.
Uh-huh. Over something stupid.
Something simple.
Uh-huh.
But if your friends know you and you're like, listen, she not going to take this or he not going to take this.
So I need your help.
So I need your help. Because when I say it, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But if you say it, or if you listen to both of us and maybe I'm saying something wrong,
uh-huh.
Let me know what I'm saying wrong. Because I can't get through to this person. I can't get through to this person. At all. Just me by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes some people are too strong, headstrong people. So I said what I said, uh-huh. And you said what you said, and we not getting nowhere because you not getting what I'm saying, and I'm not getting what you saying.
I don't even think it be that. I just think the person just don't be wanting to hear it.
No, but sometimes you do want to hear it, but at the same time, you may not want to hear from that person at that time.
Exactly. I'm glad she said that. Thank you very much.
At that time. So you be like, all right, nigga. But then, you know, when you go home and you reflect, you be like, okay, you was right or whatever. But at the time, but that's because
which
you know your friend.
Which is understandable.
But if you know your friend, it's okay. Uh-huh. You're going to be like, or, you know, sometimes I have petty friends. So they'll call me.
Oh, Lord.
And they'll be like, so you still mad? Because I need to tell you something. So you still upset? We're not doing this today? I just need to know. So
that's not being petty, though.
No, I'm just saying it'd be funny.
Yeah,
it'd be funny because it'd be like, so because I got some tea to tell you. So uh-huh. You still mad? Like, are we not doing this today?
Uh-huh.
No. Okay. All right. I'm gonna call you later,
mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna let you know what's happening because you're still upset. It's okay.
But yes, you guys, cherish your friendships. Grow with your friend. Friendships are about growing with each other.
It is.
We can't stay stagnant all our lives, y'all.
We cannot.
We can't. So, thank you guys for tuning in to our episode, What About Your Friends? This is our ninth episode?
Yes, ma'am.
9 episodes in, y'all. Follow us on our Facebook page at Brunch Tees, Instagram at Brunch Tees _, Twitter at Brunch Tees, and our official website, brunchtees.com. And also, you can follow me personally on all my pages at Mooney Homes and my official website, mooneyhomes.com.
You can follow me on Facebook at Telly Mo, and you can follow me on Instagram at Telly Mo _. Y'all finna make my Twitter today, y'all. Okay? I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna do it today. I'm gonna revamp it. I'm gonna do it today. So y'all can follow me on Twitter. I'll let y'all know next week what it is. I said that last week, but I'm saying it this week. I'll let y'all know what it is. Okay. Oh, and now, you know, listen, share, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play Music, and SoundCloud. We on SoundCloud, y'all. So come on and get these shares, likes, whatever you got to do, pop it. But yes. Come on, tune in, listen to us, to all our followers. We appreciate you, and to all the newcomers, thank you for joining us. That's my nephew clapping in the background.
And don't forget to tune in next week for
more heat, baby, more heat.
And I want our special guest to close out the podcast today.
You gonna say something about me?
In Spanish.
What you gonna say in Spanish? I don't know.
Say see y'all later in Spanish.
He's a little shy, y'all. Don't worry about it. We'll try it next
time. Okay, Telly gonna see. No, so we can learn. You don't wanna say it?
Girl, I just got. Listen, anyway, I'll talk to y'all later, okay? Cause you gonna say it, baby?
No, he said, me, y'all don't want to be Spanish. I just
know. Hasta luego, y'all.
All right. Bye, you guys.